We'll say good afternoon. We continue today in Simen Lamed Gimel. We are picking up with Sif Beis, which in the Dirshim Mishnah Berurah, page 112, writes the Mechaber, "In Nifsiku HaTefiros HaTefillin." This is talking about a situation where the stitching of the titura ripped. So if the stitching on the, what they call the tefiros, the stitching of the tefillin, which again, the titura represents the base upon which the bias sits. So laharamban, im hayushtea tefiros zu bitzad zu, if it was two adjacent stitches, osh nifsiku shalosh tefiros, or if there were three stitches that ripped, afilu zu shalo kenegezu, even if they're not adjacent stitches, hara elu psulim. So the tefillin are pasul. So again, according to the position of the Rambam, if either two adjacent stitches or three non-adjacent stitches rip, the tefillin are pasul. So let's take a look. Let's actually finish in the chaper. When is this true? The yeshanim, only with old tefillin. Aval bechadoshim, but when it comes to new tefillin, kol zman she'or moshev habatim kayim ksherim. As long as the leather on the titura is solid, is still intact, then ultimately the tefillin are kosher. So let's analyze this a little bit. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. We are now in Sifkat and Yud Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. Laharambam, aval shari poskin pligi ale umekilim b'chol gavni b'shtei tefiros. So there are other opinions that argue on the Rambam, whereas the Rambam holds that either in a case of two adjacent stitches or three non-adjacent stitches, other poskim are makel, and they say with two stitches, whether they're adjacent or non-adjacent, they won't pose a problem. But with three stitches, there'll be machmir, that there is essentially no way to repair it. That even if a person goes ahead and repairs those stitches, it won't work. The gnaihu shenikar hatikun b'shloshim lekomos bein chadashim b'yishanim. V'zarach lachzor v'litfar mechadash kmoshin izba'er b'toru b'es Yosef le'el b'sof simul lamedeiz ayin sham. So the Mishnah Berurah just points out that there are those who argue on the Rambam. So remember, the Rambam's Shita has a Kula and a Chumra. The Chumra, of course, is that he holds that two adjacent stitches, or I should say, if two adjacent stitches rip, the tefillin will be puzzle. Other poskim disagree, and they say if it's only two stitches, then ultimately, again, it will not be puzzle. On the other hand, the Rambam seems to allow, if there are three non-adjacent stitches, they can be repaired. Other poskim hold that if it's three non-adjacent stitches, or adjacent or non-adjacent stitches, that rip, you cannot repair them. Rather, you have to remove the ripped stitches and stitch anew. And the reason for that is because to have tefillin that's ripped in three places, and to have stitching repaired in three places, is not nice for the tefillin. So even though it sounds like the Rambam is machmir, in fact, again, his position yields a kula. So the Mechaber clearly decides to paskin like the Rambam. Therefore, again, the ripping of two adjacent stitches or three non-adjacent stitches ultimately will render the tefillin puzzle. So the Mishnah Berurah goes on, Zu shalo, this is in Yud Gimel. Remember, again, in the case of the three ripped stitches, it's true, even if they're not adjacent to each other, it'll render the tefillin puzzle. So Mishnah Berurah writes, Afilo kol echad betzad acher, even if each of the ripped stitches is on a different side of the titura. Let's continue. Moshev habatim, yod dalet in the Mishnah Berurah, haina hatitura. Remember, again, so the Shulchan Aruch over here was defining that when is this true, that either two ripping of two adjacent stitches or three non-adjacent stitches will render the tefillin puzzle. That's only with old tefillin. But with new tefillin, as long as the leather of the batim, what they call moshav habatim, is intact, it'll be kosher. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what's the moshav habatim? What does it mean, the place upon which the bias sits? So in Yudalit, haynu titura kniska le'el, so ultimately, again, the definition over here is that if it's new, then as long as the titura is intact, then ultimately the tefillin will be kosher. The Elohim Chadoshim. What is the definition of, I'm sorry, back up top in the Shulchan Aruch. So what is the definition of new tefillin? Kol she'ochzin miktsas ha'or she'nikra tifro, v'tolin bo ha'tefillin v'u chazak me'inu nifsak. So as long as if you hold on to part of the leather on which the stitching ripped, and you're able to go ahead with tolin bo ha'tefillin, and you're able to go ahead and support the tefillin from that, meaning it's strong enough that it doesn't fall apart, that's called chadash. Then in roi litlos bo elohu nifsak kari eli yishenos. But if ultimately, again, it's not strong enough and it won't support it, then and it would rip, Let's say then ultimately, again, that's called old tefillin. So the Ramah comments on this, and he says at the end of the day, others have the reverse. They say with new ones it'll be possible, with old ones it'll be kosher, and therefore says that Ramah v'tov lachush l'shtei asfaros kin yirali. Therefore, essentially, the Ramah says that one should be machmir. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. What does this mean? Lachush tes vav. Therefore, one should lachatchila try to be machmir in both situations, whether ultimately it is chadashim or yishanim. Ach b'makom she efshar linso tefillin acherim. But however, in a situation where, let's say, you can't find other tefillin, and or you don't have the ability to re-sew these tefillin, yesh lismoch al makilin b'psikas ha-tfiros, bein b'chadoshos, bein b'yeshonos, bein b'shtei tfiros, bein b'shalosh, ach b'shalosh yizor shlo v'varech aleim b'ayim b'alacha. So the Mishnah Berurah is something very interesting. He says, l'chatchila, one should be machmir to go ahead and try to avoid all of these situations. Meaning that one should go ahead and avoid a rip in what the Shulchan Aruch called chadashim, in new ones. One should go ahead and try to avoid the rip of the stitching in the old ones. One should avoid two adjacent stitches that are ripped. One should avoid three. But in all these situations, one could be makel, because at the end of the day, there is a lenient opinion to be able to follow in extenuating circumstances, with one exception. The one exception is that if you have three ripped stitches. So in that case, again, everyone says that the tefillin are possible. Machlokis, the Rambam, and everyone else will be if what will be in a situation as whether or not you could repair that or you have to remove the stitch in its entirety. But everyone agrees that tefillin like that, l'chatchila, should not be used. However, again, says the Mishnah Berurah, if that's the only pair of tefillin you have, then aloch l'maisi, you could wear it, albeit without a bracha. Let's now begin Sif Gimel. Or haritzuos shar shatiyah mi'ar behema chayiv va'of ha'tahorim. The leather of the ritzuos, of the straps, should be made from the hide of a kosher animal or a kosher bird. V'tzarek shiyah mu'ubad l'shmo. Furthermore, it should be tanned for the sake of tefillin. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Ha'tahorim tes zayin. Delo hukshur l'malach ha'shmai el ha'torah bilvad. Because in Gemara, this is a halacha l'moshe mi'sinai, that in general, when we have anything that's used for a mitzvah, should ultimately only come from a tahor, from a pure animal. Vitzarech yud zayin in the Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that the ritzuos, the straps, should be tanned for the sake of the mitzvah of tefillin. Vitzarech kol hay tzarech leikuva afihu afilu b'di'eved. This is true again, not just lechatchila, but even b'di'eved, meaning that if you did not tan the ritzuos, the hide, for the sake of ritzuos, then you would not be permitted to use them for tefillin. Lishmo yudches. Interesting enough, even the Rambam who held in the last simon that the batim need not be tanned for the sake of the mitzvah of tefillin agrees here by ritzuos that they must. What's the reason for that? Sikoto will be the name of the Levush and the Magin Avram who explain this. In the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, in footnote 10, he quotes over here, Levush Beer, Shemi Achar Sha'or Haratzuot Tzarech Ibud, Mishum Tzarech Shiyu Haratzuot Rakos the Kshira, Ule Kricha, Nechshivu Ibudo Tzarech Hatfilin, Vatzarech Ibud Lishmak Mobitfilin Atzmon. Masha'inkin Ba'arabatim Shablo Ibud Arechazakum Ule Yoser. So Levush makes an interesting distinction. He says when it comes to the straps have to be tanned. Because without the tanning, the leather is too stiff, and you won't be able to wrap it around your arm and around your fingers. Therefore, the tanning is an absolute necessity. Because it's a necessity, it has to be done for the sake of the mitzvah of tefillin. This is different than the batim, because by batim, you actually don't want soft leather, you want hard leather. As such, you don't have to tan the leather at all, to tan the hide at all. Therefore, if a person chooses to do so, that's fine, but that's a choice that a person has to make. Because it's not an absolute necessity, therefore, halacha lemaisa, it need not be done the shema. Va'ashchara, I'm continuing in the Mishnah Berurah. Va'ashchara tzarech gam kin shiyah l'shma. The blackening of the ritzuos also has to be done for the sake of the mitzvah of tefillin. Ve'imlo ibdon l'shma, ein amor lafilim yachshiran achar kach l'shman. But if a person did not tan the leather for the sake of the ritzuos, even if he later on applies the black paint for the sake of the mitzvah of tefillin, that will not work. Ubetshuvas be'er esek kasov da'ashchar l'shma mahani. V'ayim b'tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eger de'hiskim l'dina ki'advar shmon niskel el v'hirish alam ha'kilim bazes. This is actually interesting. Quotes over here, however, other tshuvas, the be'er esek, who says that no, even if you didn't tan it lishma, if you went ahead and you colored it black lishma, that is good enough. So it appears the Mishnah Berurah himself takes the more chomer, the more strict stance, and says that the ritzuos themselves must be tanned lishma, and if they were not, they should not be used for tefillin, even if afterwards they were painted black lishma. Shchoros Yud Tes in the Mishnah Berurah. I'm sorry, actually, we didn't read the Shulchan Aruch yet. Back up top to the Shulchan Aruch. Ritzuos bein ne'or bein meklaf ksheros. The ritzuos themselves could be made either from leather or even from klaf, even from parchment, and they'll still be kosher. Halacha l'moshe misinai. Furthermore, there is a Sinaitic law. Shiyu haritzuos shechoros mibachutz. That the tefillin, that the ritzuos should be shechoros, should be black on the outside. Ava mitzat pnei, meaning, well, we'll see what outside means in just a moment here. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah for just a moment before we turn the page. Yotes shchoros, ayin bebarach sha'amar demashma midvar de mitzvah lahashchiran ad shiyihiyu shchoros ka'orev. There is a mitzvah to make them as black until they are as black like a raven. It goes on, v'do, dimnis yashnu v'nismaich men ha-shachros, tzorach la'achshira mechadash. If the ritzuos fade, which could happen over time, one must make sure to blacken them again, u'kudele'el b'simun l'amabey siftes. U'bemakom hiduk ha-kesher, matzui ma'od l'hismaich ha-shachros, v'yish l'hizor bazeh ma'od. So this is very important. So the Mishnah Berurah says, furthermore, in the place where the tefillin ultimately is knotted, meaning where it's actually tied into a knot, and where ultimately it comes in contact with the bayis, It happens often that halacha l'maisa, the paint fades. And as such, one must be vigilant about this, and one must make sure if one needs to repaint the tefillin to do so in order to keep them black. So we will stop over here. We are ending off again in the middle of Sif Gimel, and again, just discussing the halacha l'moshe misinai, a Sinaitic law that the outside of the tefillin, and when we say outside, let me just read one more Mishnah Berurah. He says, Mibachutz chaf letzad haser shumakom choluk. Now this is very important. When he says the outside should be black, this refers to the part of the ritzua that faces outwards. So not the part of the ritzua that touches the skin, but the part of the ritzua that is visible when my tefillin are on. That top part must be painted black. So we will stop over here for today. We'll discuss again about the halachos concerning the other side, the what we'll call the underside of the tefillin, the part that gets wrapped under the arm, onto the arm, in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. So we'll pick up in the middle of Simin Lamed Gimel Sif Gimel tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.